welcome to another edition of Culture Connection UK. We are in the United Kingdom in London, and we are so blessed and pleased to be with one of music's finest. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Brother Omar. Omar, so good to see you, brother. Thank you for having us. We are excited to be here and to be with you, and thank you for taking this time, because I know your schedule is busy. And
my pleasure.
A cool show tonight. You're doing a tribute to
Stevie Wonder, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's going to be fun.
You want to talk about that and how that came about?
I actually did it last year, but they asked me to host it this year.
Okay.
It's gonna be fun because we'll do Feeling You, which is the song that Stevie wrote for me,
yes,
as well. So kind of a blessing to be able to do that, you know.
I love I was just listening to it, and I love how, you know, you've got the whole track, and then Stevie just comes in on the end, just like, yeah, in that high range too.
Man, he just kind of blows it out of the water, and I had to kind of fight to keep that bit because it was he wrote the whole track. And he was playing the keyboards in the studio and stuff. And when he was jamming, that's the bit that he did.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, man, can we just use that? He's like, no, you got to get somebody else to do it. I'm like, no, man, we're going to use you. You know what I mean? And he relented and let me keep the piece in it, basically. So, yeah, somebody else is doing that high range bit tonight. I can't reach up them things. And that's in his full voice as well.
And he still has it.
He still has it. I mean, he's got a range of a piano, basically.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Which is insane. But that's why we're honoring the man tonight, you know, because he's just one of a kind.
And did you guys record that here in London, or was that in London?
Yeah, it was 2000 when I got a phone call. Because I met Stevie that through the years since I was about 18. And he promised me he was going to write me a song. And this was like 92, and he said he was going to write me something. And then we tried to do something in 93 when I came to LA, went to Wonderland, and was sitting down trying to write something, and it didn't work then. And then I got a phone call like 8 years later saying, yo, man, it's your boy. I'm like, who's Stevie, man? Stevie Wonder. I'm like, nah. Sing something for me. And he sang. And I went, ah, crazy. And then for 2 weeks, I'm like Mr. Wonder's ambassador in London. Like, I'm taking him to restaurants, clubs. I'm hanging out in the hotel. And then he says, yeah, let's go to the studio. I've got a tune for you. Let's go and do a tune. So we went to the studio. And then I got a phone call the next day. He said, I've got another tune. Let's go again. I'm like, oh, man. And that's the end result. The second one was Feeling. So, yeah, it's a blessing.
Wow. It's so interesting because when I listen to your music, I'm comforted and know that music's in a good place. Because I hear, you know, I hear my favorite band in the world, Earth, Wind, and Fire, in your music. I hear Stevie in your music. I hear Prince in your music. Creativity has no bounds, and that you can be as influenced by a legend like Stevie Wonder or someone new on the scene.
Well, he was my main influence, right, you know, when I first started out, because in terms of his harmonies, mm-hmm, instrumentation, the production. I mean, my favorite album, I was listening to Secret Life of Plants when I was about 8 years old. And that's such a different album for an 8-year-old to be listening to. You
know what I mean? That's a little tip.
It is, you know, but it is like a film in music. You can see everything. You can hear all the colors. You can smell all the colors and everything, you know. I've kind of like tried to use that and implement it in my music, you know, try and bring the instruments alive and mm-hmm, things like that. So he's a big, big part of that. But all the other names you mentioned as well, I'm a big fan of them too. You know, I'm just a big fan of that era of music when it's very much live, very much raw.
Yes, yes.
I'm not so much into so many effects, you mm-hmm know what I mean? I mean, a lot of stuff which is very ambient, which is good in its own kind of way, like the next day when I've got a hangover type of thing. But I prefer to hear my music raw, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's what I try and do.
It's funny because, you know, when you listen to your music, you get a sense of, for me, I get a sense of the world. I feel like you take us on soul, take us to soul, you take us to funk, you take us to the blues. What about your music for you, taps into, the soul of humanity?
Maybe I should have checked out the questions before you
asked. And you know, forgive me for going so deep on you, brother, but that's you. You move people. You move me. And it's just interesting. So very few people tap into that, into themselves. So for that to come out in your artistry is profound.
Well, it's just a quite a simple thing. You know, when I'm making music, it starts from somewhere. I get a vibe. Could be the bass, could be the beat, could be the chords, the melody. And it just starts off with a little spark and then everything mushrooms out from there. You know what I mean? But I enjoy myself. You know, so one thing I decided a long time ago, you know, after, you know, being with major labels and A&R people trying to tell you to make things that sound like this to get on this kind of radio show and this TV show and things like that. I'm thinking, you know, once you've done all that stuff and tried to please everybody else, at the end of the day, you're left with that music. So you have to be... You have to be totally happy with the stuff that you've created. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I found that my fans as well seem to be, you know, they're in the same mindset. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's not about what's going on now. It's what about the, what the music's saying to you. You know what I mean? And I seem to have created music which lasts. You know, that's what I kind of intended to do. Like I said, I didn't want to be hating any of my other music after 2 weeks of writing it, like my first tune, you know? So... it's just about enjoying yourself, you know. I love the process of making the music. I love the, you know, the parts where I might be in here by myself, or I might be working with my brother, or whichever musicians that I'll be working with. And then there's the other flip side when you get to perform it. Now, when you get to go and travel and touring and performing in front of people that you don't know, you know what I mean? But they're singing your music, you know what I mean? That's such a kick. There's a kick out of that I get, you know what I mean? I will never get tired of
it. It's interesting because as an artist in the industry that is constantly trying to define where individual artists belong and permanently lock them into sort of genres, I'm wondering, how do you define the music that you create and why is it important, do you think, for burgeoning artists to craft what their career looks like early?
How do I define it? It's just, you know, it's in the word. It's the art, artist, you know, artistry. Music is an art form. It's about self-expression. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed that, you know, I'm in a place where I can express myself. You know, I built this studio so that anytime I want to express myself, I can come in and I can put down the music that I can. And, you know, the industry's in such a place now as well. You know, the music industry has changed so much in the last 10 years because of the internet. You know, you can reach out to your fans directly without having to worry about going through the label and, you know what I mean, and for them blocking you and things like that. Because I had problems in the past, say about 15, 18 years ago, releasing stuff and hearing about the labels not wanting to service the record shops, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. When there were CDs, you know, back in the day, Tower and Virgin.
When there was a CD.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm hearing about that now. You know, there's no way they could block that now, you know what I'm saying? Because I have a direct connection with the fans.
Right.
And that just helps me to keep on doing what I'm doing. Plus, you know, I step out on a road and every day somebody comes up to me and tells me how much they appreciate what I've been doing. And whatever country I go to, I still get the same thing, you know. So I think it's key for an artist for them to express themselves and be true to themselves. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, you need to get paid. You've got to pay them bills, you know what I mean? So you can't be too way out there where nobody gets you. But there's a fine balance, you know what I mean? Yeah, that you've got to seek and you've got to weigh up for yourself so you know exactly what you're doing, basically.
Well, it's interesting that you say that because some people would say that art does not exist without an audience. Otherwise, are you just creating for yourself or are you creating for people to consume what you... And so it's interesting that...
If a tree falls in the woods... Does it make a sound? It's one
right.
of them ones, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
exactly.
it goes to that length. I'm very blessed that I've started in such a time that I've got a following now, you know. Mm-hmm. For people starting up now, there's different ways of them breaking out into the scene. I've got a nephew that's been making his own music. He set up his own website. He's getting 1,000 hits a day. Mm-hmm. And he's got his own little audience, and that was all without the help of any labels. You know what I mean? So you know, it's you just got to be smart about how you're setting yourself up with your Facebook, your Twitter, your MySpace, whatever it is. You've got to give yourself a presence, but obviously you've got to be, you know, be realistic. You can't be so way out there that nobody gets it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's I found love, I can feel it's like walking inside time. They say that something real, let's get on.